All right, let's dive deep into these proverbs. We're going into some fascinating lecture notes from Dr. Fred Putnam's course, and we're going to try to unpack some of these ancient sayings.
You know, they're more than just sayings, right?
Yeah, they're tools, almost, for understanding.
Absolutely.
Not just life, but leadership. And Dr. Putnam even goes so far as to say, even the nature of reality itself. It's kind of mind-blowing.
It is. And that's what's so amazing about Proverbs. It's like, each one is like a little capsule.
Yeah.
Packed with meaning.
Oh, I love that. Like a little wisdom capsule.
A little capsule of wisdom.
I like that. So Dr. Putnam talks about these like better than proverbs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're comparisons, but they seem kind of backwards at first. But then they hit you with a deeper truth.
Yeah, yeah.
Like better a poor man who walks in his integrity than one who is perverse in his lips and is a fool.
Right.
It's like you can almost picture it. You know.
Exactly. It's not saying poverty's great.
Right, yeah.
It's saying, hey, you've got a choice here.
Yeah.
Right. Integrity, even if it costs you.
Yeah.
Or wealth gained through, you know, being dishonest.
Yeah.
What do you think? Have you ever faced a choice like that?
All the time, it feels like.
Where it's like, what's the right thing to do? But, ooh, that's going to cost me.
Yeah.
What do you choose? What does that proverb make you think about?
I mean, it makes you really examine what your priorities are.
Yeah.
You know, like, what am I really going after here?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that phrase that we just said, it just pops out to me. Walks in his integrity. It's like...
Oh, it's an image.
It is. It's like someone literally walking a path, right?
You've hit on something huge.
Yeah.
Proverbs use all of this vivid imagery and metaphors.
Yeah.
It's to make us think differently. And one of the most fundamental metaphors here is life as a journey.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the foundation for so many proverbs. You get paths and steps and detours and crossroads. You see it everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. So is that why when I read, a man's steps are ordained by the Lord,
mm-hmm.
or the way of the wicked is like thorns? I'm actually like picturing that in my head.
You are. You're seeing those paths.
Yeah.
It's as if Proverbs is saying, hey, your life is a journey. What path are you on? What kind of steps are you taking?
It's interesting. Does thinking about it that way change how you view your own decisions?
It does.
Yeah.
What about you?
It makes me think about the long game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, where's this path leading ultimately? Is this going to get me where I want to go?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I kind of wandering off track here? It's almost like Proverbs is like my map.
That's a great way to put it. And this idea of discernment, right?
Yeah.
Of choosing the right path.
Mm-hmm.
It connects to another powerful image from Proverbs, which is a king who winnows the guilty.
Oh, yeah. That one, that's a strong image. That's Proverbs 20.8 and 26, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
The king separating the good from the bad, like a farmer winnowing grain.
Right, yeah.
Tossing it in the air. The wind blows away the chaff. The good stuff remains.
Right. So how does winnowing grain...
It's brilliant.
Yeah. How does that relate to, like, a leader making a really tough decision?
Well...
Or even me just trying to figure out, like, what's true in the news?
Well, think of it this way. A judge, right?
Okay.
Sorts through evidence, separates truth from falsehood.
Right.
Innocence from guilt. Just like the wind separates that wheat from the chaff.
Wow, yeah.
And Proverbs 20.8 even says the king winnows with his eyes.
Oh, wow.
So it's emphasizing discernment, seeing rightly.
Oh, that's good.
So are we, you know, are we taking in all the information? Are we letting our own biases, you know, cloud our judgment? Are
right.
we separating the wheat from the chaff in our own lives?
That's a powerful question.
It is.
It's like Proverbs is urging us to be more discerning,
mm-hmm.
more intentional. Like every choice matters.
It does.
Like each one has this ripple effect.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Every decision you make, it's like sending those ripples out into the world. And that brings us to, I think, another fascinating aspect of Proverbs, which is what it reveals about God and the universe he created.
This is where things get really interesting for me, because it's not always obvious.
Right.
But, you know, the more you kind of dig into Proverbs, the more you see these subtle hints about like the nature of reality itself.
Exactly. It's like think about this one. Proverbs 10.1. A wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish son is his mother's grief.
Right.
Now, that may not be directly talking about God, but boy, does it say something about
how
our lives are connected.
Yeah.
Our actions, our choices,
mm-hmm.
they impact the people around us, especially our families.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes me think about, like just the importance of my relationships and how what I do could affect those that I care about the most.
Absolutely.
What about for you?
Oh, absolutely. It's like a chain reaction, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You do something, it affects somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Then they do something.
Yeah.
It just keeps going and going and going. And if you take that idea,
right,
and you zoom out to the bigger picture.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's mind blowing.
It really is. If even, you know, like family ties are that powerful.
Right.
I mean, the connections across the entire universe must be incredible.
That's a profound insight. And you know, Dr. Putnam even suggests that Proverbs can actually correct our thinking about the world. So if creation reflects the creator and creation is clearly relational, I mean, look at the intricate web of life on Earth.
Right.
The way everything's connected.
Yeah.
Doesn't that point towards a relational nature of God himself?
Wow. That's powerful. It makes me think about like my place in all of this, you know. Like it's not just about me,
right?
And my little corner of the world. Mm-hmm. I'm part of something much bigger, something interconnected, and maybe even something, you know, divine.
Exactly, and that's the power of Proverbs. It's not just about, you know, giving us rules to follow or telling us what to do. It's about helping us see the world, and our place in it, with fresh eyes.
It's challenging us to think differently.
Mm-hmm.
About our actions, our relationships,
and
maybe even, you know, the very nature of God himself.
Yeah.
So we've got life as a journey. We've got judgment as winnowing.
Right.
And then this incredible concept of like a relational universe. Mm-hmm. It's like Dr. Putnam's given us this whole new lens to view Proverbs and the world.
And he emphasizes approaching Proverbs with humility.
Yeah.
With a willingness to learn, you know?
Right.
We have to be open to having our assumptions challenged, to seeing things in a new light, because there's always more to discover.
Yeah. To really understand them, you have to dig deeper.
You do.
Like, look at the context, the verses around it.
Absolutely.
Other Proverbs on similar themes. It's almost like putting a puzzle together.
It is. Each proverb is like a piece of a much larger picture.
Yeah.
And the more pieces you can fit together,
the
more you start to see the beauty and complexity of the whole thing.
Yeah. What stood out to you from Dr. Putnam's lectures?
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing for me was that Proverbs isn't just about accumulating knowledge. It's about transformation.
Yeah.
It's about taking these ancient insights and actually changing how we live.
Yeah.
How we relate to others, how we see the world around us.
Yeah. So how can we, or anyone listening, how can we take these like incredible insights and actually apply them to our own lives? What would you say is the key?
I think it starts with being intentional about how we engage with Proverbs. Mm. Don't just, you know, skim them.
Yeah.
Really dig in.
Yeah.
Chew on them. Let them challenge your assumptions.
Right.
And expand your perspective.
Yeah, it's like each proverb is like it's like an invitation almost to step into a new way of thinking and being.
That's a beautiful way to put it. And I think that's a perfect way to kind of wrap up our deep dive today, because Dr. Putnam, he describes each proverb as a door.
Oh, wow.
And it's inviting us to step into this world where we see things differently and we live differently because of that.
It's like choosing to walk through that doorway into a whole new perspective almost.
Yeah. And as we wrap up, you know, this deep dive, I want to leave you with one final thought.
Okay.
Proverbs, they're not just about accumulating knowledge.
Yeah.
They're about transforming our hearts and minds.
Right.
They challenge us to live with wisdom, integrity, and compassion.
Yeah.
To really see the world around us and the people in it with new eyes. So what door will you choose to step through today? Which proverb will you take with you?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question to ponder. And as you explore the world of Proverbs, you know, just remember, it's not about being perfect.
Right.
It's about growing.
Keep seeking wisdom. Keep learning. Mm-hmm. Keep growing.
Yeah. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Right.
Or maybe, you know, a single proverb.
A single proverb.
That's good.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Proverbs. We hope you've enjoyed exploring these ancient treasures of wisdom as much as we have.
Absolutely. And remember, you know, the wisdom of Proverbs, it's timeless.
It is.
It's just as relevant today as it was thousands of years ago.
So true.
Yeah.
So keep those Proverbs close at hand. Let them guide you on your journey. Until next time.